Kai's hand is on the doorknob, but he's hesitating to enter his dorm room. When he finally does, he's thrown off by what he sees. Zoe's in the kitchen, spraying air freshener with syrup atop her head. Zoe?
Oh, hi, Kai.
What are you doing here?
I was just...
Okay, I got the bathroom. I think that should cover... Kai! Hey, buddy. How's it going?
What are you guys... You know what? Never mind. Yesterday, I was overreacting. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm sorry, too.
Me too. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it at first, but we were kind of rubbing it in that we had powers.
We should have been helpful instead of goofing around so much.
It kind of surprised me. I didn't realize you would get that upset. We'll be more helpful this time.
It's okay, guys.
Sarap, do you have anything to say?
No, I didn't do shit wrong. Besides, none of this is important right now. Our first priority should be getting Kai to awaken his abilities. You two need the help.
Yeah, Zoe and I have been trying to practice together, but... so far it hasn't been going so well.
Actually, I already unlocked my powers. It took a lot out of me, but I did it.
Really? Awesome.
Perfect. Then it's time to get to work.
Could we maybe start tomorrow? I'm feeling kind of drained.
Yeah. Besides, we should celebrate.
What?
Yeah, we've earned a break.
You've barely done any work.
There's a fair going on at that pier tonight. We should all go.
Yeah, that'll help us unwind.
Are you forgetting what's at stake? Don't you guys have any other quicker ways to unwind?
What, like smoking cigarettes?
Uh-oh.
How did...
You used the wrong chemicals. What you should have done is put baking soda on the carpet. That's where most of the scent lingers.
It was Syrup.
Yeah, he's the smoker.
Traitors!
Despite Syrup's protests, the four of them end up at the pier. The sea breeze carries the scent of cotton candy and popcorn. Colorful lights flicker all around as the sound of carnival music, laughter, and excited screams fill the air. The boardwalk is lined with carnival games and food vendors. There are several impressive rides, and even an entire roller coaster suspended above the ocean waves. The group decides to sit at a bench and enjoy a bite before diving into the fun.
They have the best food here.
What are you eating?
Yeah, what is that?
Deep-fried chocolate mayo balls.
Ew!
How you put that stuff in your body is beyond me.
Not many people know this, but fried food is actually really good for you.
That's not true.
Oh yeah? Then how come I wish it was true? Here, you want one, Zoe?
Ew!
Listen, man, you gotta stop filling your stomach with that junk. It's gonna make you sick. Especially since we're going to ride the structurally unsafe.
Yeah!
I'm not going on a roller coaster that's called the structurally unsafe.
What's the matter, chicken? No offense, Syrup.
I don't care. I don't care.
I'm so freaking excited to go on the roller coaster. You guys don't understand.
See? Zoe's not scared.
I'm not scared. This is a refined panic.
Come on, Adam. You gotta do it.
You have to.
Peer pressure.
Fine.
Yay!
They wait in line for a short while before reaching the ride entrance. Zoe is then stopped by the ride operator, who points at a height marker just behind her. Her head falls an inch short of the 5-foot requirement.
Sorry, kid. You're not tall enough to get on this ride.
Huh? I'm not a kid. I'm 21 years old.
Sure, champ. I still can't let you on.
What? That's not fair!
Don't know what to tell you, sport. Stand aside so I can get the rest of the line through.
Zoe stands aside. Devastated.
Sorry, Zoe.
Man, that is so unfair. I guess I'll wait out here with her.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey!
You better go on that ride!
Why do you care?
You're taking it for granted! Tall privilege!
Fine! Stop pushing! I'm not even tall.
The boys seat themselves in the front car of their ride.
Can you take my crutches? Thanks. I'm feeling kind of nauseous.
Wait, what?
They slowly inch their way up the chain lift until they're at a dizzying height.
Before meeting the sharp incline, the car lingers in place for a moment. Adam hears a metallic snap that makes him feel uneasy, but his thought is interrupted by their sudden descent.
Whoa! I'm gonna throw up!
No, don't you dare!
Zoe looks on as the ride flies along its tracks, looping around big curls, turning tight corners at breakneck speeds, and diving down steep hills.
Did your heart just sink?
I can't go on the ride.
No, you're thinking about...
Let's just drop it.
You're reflecting on how you always get left out and how this is a small taste of how you'll feel when they inevitably leave you behind. Really? Real mature.
The ride ends. Kai looks a bit disoriented and Adam is green in the face.
Crutches!
Adam barely makes it to the pier's railing before all the fried food he ate lurches out at once.
Are you okay?
Yeah. This was probably just because of all that fried food Kai told me to eat.
Oh, shut up.
Want the rest of my water?
Sure. Thanks. You know, not to be gross, but it did kind of taste just as good coming back up.
Ew, stop!
Hey!
Hey, look, you guys want to play? Guy walks him over to a game stand where they see 10 empty milk bottles stacked in a pyramid.
Step right up! Can you knock over the bottles? You get 3 balls for $3. You look like a strong young man.
The carny hones out a ball toward Adam, whose hands are already occupied with crutches.
Real funny, pal.
Zoe points to a stuffed animal pinned on the wall behind the booth operator. It's an enormous chicken that's designed to look extra chunky, holding a half-eaten drumstick and sporting a big round belly.
That thing looks so dopey.
Oh, it's so cute. I kind of need it.
Well, you gotta play, miss. That prize looks exactly like the bird you got on your head.
You son of a bitch.
No thanks. I don't really have a good throw.
Don't worry, I'll do it. He hands the man $3 and takes his first ball.
You're gonna win the prize for me?
Sure, why not? I was a pitcher on my little league team, so this should be a piece of cake. Watch. The ball deflects off the center of the pyramid without knocking anything over.
Wait, really? But that was a direct hit!
That was a solid first throw! But sadly, it wasn't enough to get the job done. You have 2 balls left.
This game's rigged.
Despite Kai's words, he takes the second ball and throws. It's met with the same results as the first.
Oh, come on!
The carny smiles and holds out the third ball. But before Kai can grab it, someone behind him snatches it away. Before he can turn to see who it is, the ball zips past his head and topples every bottle.
They use weighted bottles to make knocking them down harder. But you just have to hit the 2 bottles in the center of the bottom row.
Ezra, what are you doing here?
Lots of ears around here. Follow me.
Kai seems a bit shook, but he doesn't trail far behind. Adam and Zoe follow suit.
You know that guy?
Yeah. They make their way down the steps off the pier and onto the empty beach below. As they walk, Ezra leads them to a small group already waiting. Ashley is crossing her arms with Major Marbogard draped over her shoulder, while Lawrence is oblivious to their arrival until she elbows him in the side.
Wait, what are you doing here, Lawrence?
I have powers now.
Does this mean... Ezra, you have powers too?
I'll get to that. I believe some of us have been acquainted already, but let's make introductions for the sake of those who haven't. My name is Ezra. You could say that me and Kai are... old friends.
We are not friends.
Aw, that hurts.
Hey, baby sis.
Hi.
I'm Ashley, Zoe's big sister. By now, I'm sure she told you all about me. I bet you were pretty shocked to find out that she's related to a famous TikTok celebrity.
I ain't never heard of you, lady. And why's your monkey wearing a diaper?
What? How dare you try and debase me, you vomit-scented cretin? I am Major Marbogard, and I expect that you will address me in a manner befitting of my rank and position. And you had best quit your giggling, Commander!
Do you often concern yourself with the opinions of mere mortals, Major? If I didn't know any better, I'd call it insecurity.
Be silent! He doesn't like when people point out his diaper.
Yeah, I see that.
Ooh, what are you whispering to your little boyfriend?
To keep his mouth shut, I hope?
He's not my boyfriend!
Then who is it? This guy?
No, he's not my boyfriend either! Stop being weird!
Then I guess you won't mind if I go for him. Because he's kind of cute.
I'm good.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm real nice once you get to know me.
Doubt it.
Nice try, but I can tell when a man's just playing hard to get.
Leave me alone.
All right, guys, I'm sure we can have a nice, calm discussion with each other. There's no need to get all feisty.
Whatever, Lawrence. You never even apologized to me for burning my foot.
What?
Yeah, you thought I'd forget, huh? Do you like my crutches? Take a good long look at how you crippled me.
I didn't.
Hold up. Aren't you supposed to be closing the restaurant? Who's at the store right now?
Derek told me he had it covered.
So you left Derek alone to close the entire kitchen by himself on a Saturday? What the hell, Lawrence?
Lawrence lowers his eyes in shame.
Aw, poor Lawrence.
Now that introductions are out of the way, let's cut to the chase. Major Marbogark says that you three are out here LARPing as the Chosen Ones.
That's because we are the Chosen Ones.
Well, we're pretty sure that title belongs to our group.
Maybe it belongs to all six of us.
Maybe. But I don't really like the idea of there being so many of us. It dilutes the meaning a bit.
Never thought I'd see the day. Ezra Conoco, afraid of a little competition?
You have it backwards. Competition is exactly what I'm about to propose.
What are you scheming?
A battle of the bands. Winners are acknowledged as the true chosen ones. Losers relinquish their powers.
Couldn't Sarab just give us powers again right after we lost them?
I'm afraid not. Your powers are attached to a deeply buried piece of your psyche. Removing that piece of your mind and then trying to place it back where it used to be is a messy business. It would likely lead to madness.
Okay, well, what happens when you lose your powers but don't try to get them back? Does that still do damage?
It would be like forgetting an important part of yourself. But other than that, you'd be fine.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fine at all.
Haha, are you scared, Kai?
I'm not scared. I'm just making sure I understand what I'm signing up for.
Well, now you know. Are you feeling up to it?
Just name the time and place.
A month from now, at Central Park. Lawrence can text you the details.
I'd advise against this.
It doesn't really sound like we'd get much out of this, Kai.
Yeah, I like having my powers.
We accept your challenge.
What?
Your friends don't seem very sure.
No, guys, listen, we can do this.
No way! This is dumb! We shouldn't even risk it!
It's a month from now, we could be ready by then.
I don't know. We don't really gain anything either way.
And we have everything to lose.
No, we won't lose!
If you're so certain, then sign this contract.
Marbogart casts a spell, and a puff of purple smoke appears before Kai. When it clears, a scroll of paper and a quill pen are floating midair.
You'll find the terms written plainly enough.
Get that weak-ass piece of paper out of my face!
You stay out of this! It's not your signature we need.
Don't sign it, Kai. It's not worth it.
You don't understand. I can win this time. I know I can.
Yeah? How'd that work out for you the last 500 times, Hafu?
That's it.
He snatches the pen from the air and swiftly signs his name on the contract. There. I'm gonna make you eat your words, Ezra.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. We're not kids anymore. If you think this is gonna be an easy win for you, then you're dead wrong. I'm not the same person that I used to be.
We'll see. Now, I'd suggest that the both of you sign it as well. Otherwise, Kai here will have to compete solo. Then his chances of winning will be even slimmer.
Kai, sign it. We can do this.
It's not like you gave us much of a choice.
Adam reluctantly signs a contract, followed by Zoe. Then the document rolls up and floats over into Ashley's hand.
There. We have all six signatures. And this contract is now binding. Anyone who tries to back out of the contract by not competing will lose their powers by default. May the best band win.
The groups part ways, and it's a quiet car ride back home, with Kai still fighting Ezra's ghost in his head, mulling over his plans for the next month, leading up to the Battle of the Bands.